The NAFTA agreement that is in place now is under re-examination, if you will, and next week negotiations resume among Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And there's been a lot of concern in a specific area, which we're going to discuss with our next guest, Brian Pomper. Brian is Executive Director of Action for Trade. Action for Trade is kind of an unusual conglomeration. It's American Creative Technology Innovative Organizations Network, but it's got a whole bunch of different things in there, pharmaceutical, recording, filmmaking, and a few others who are concerned parties at the bar, if you will. Brian, by the way, is tweeting at Action for Trade and joins us now on POTUS. Brian, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Many thanks. Good morning.
Explain, first of all, the intellectual property for people who are not, and I'm not sure if it means the same thing under NAFTA as it does in other ways, but to talk about intellectual property, just basically what the terminology that we need to know about it.
Sure. Well, intellectual property are the rules and regulations that protect what creators and innovators develop. It allows them to get fairly compensated for what they've created and sent out into the world.
All right. So how does this figure into the NAFTA negotiations?
Well, there are, in any trade agreement, there are often intellectual property chapters. I would say, though, it's broader than just intellectual property. Also contemplates the regulations that surround any creative or innovative product, copyrights, trademarks, patents. So there are going to be some important provisions in NAFTA dealing with how America's creators and innovators will be able to be compensated for what they create. And we just want to make sure that whatever is in a newly updated NAFTA is as strong as it can be to make sure that those entities can continue to create, innovate, and continue to dominate the world. You know, I think most of the world will look at America and think, this is something we do really well. And we should continue to create that environment. And we're hoping that in a NAFTA, the administration will continue to make sure we can do so.
Brian, we've heard about intellectual property more often in the context of the Chinese stealing things from the United States or accusations of that. Was this addressed not sufficiently in the original NAFTA agreement, or is it just that conditions have changed so much that it needs a revamping?
I think the original NAFTA was negotiated nearly 25 years ago. I think the world has changed, and I think our protections need to change with it. So I don't think, we're just hopeful that we can set the standard here in a NAFTA agreement that will send a signal to the world that the United States stands behind its innovators and creators.
What specific areas are of concern? I mean, obviously, since the 25-year period, there have been a lot of advances in pharmaceuticals and such, but there have always been pharmaceutical industry concerns. But I can understand also that the internet has changed dramatically, and I wonder how much of that is a part of this.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And certainly, the internet is a platform that's very valuable for everybody in the world. But it also provides a platform for people to share works that are copyrighted, works that are protected under our laws without paying for them. And so what we're hoping is that in a newly updated NAFTA, there will be provisions that will make sure that those who create and distribute copyrighted content, music and movies and software can be fairly compensated for what they have done.
So less free sharing.
Less free sharing. I mean, remember, these are industries. And I think your listeners can instinctively understand that the movie industry, the publishing industry, the software industry, these are entities, these are organizations and industries that are tremendously successful in America. They are exporting their product all over the world. They all have trade surpluses. We should not, in a NAFTA, do anything that it's going to harm that. In fact, we should help it.
Is it your sense, Brian, that this is a real bone of contention? Is this a real stumbling block in these negotiations, or is there a general sense of agreement and maybe just needs to get some I's dotted and T's crossed?
I think there's a general sense that intellectual property is one of America's great comparative advantages and helps deal with the trade deficit. We have a large, I think about an $85 billion surplus in IP licensing. We need to do things to keep that going. But there are issues that are contentious, that stakeholders in the United States disagree on, that Mexican and Canadian negotiators would like to see dumbed down a little bit. And this group, which you correctly note is pretty eclectic, got together because the bottom line we all agree on is that if you create something in America, if you innovate something in America and you're exporting it overseas, you should be able to be fairly compensated for the work that you've put into it.
So to the point you're making, is there at least, if not unanimity, a general sense of agreement among United States companies that the direction you would like to go is the direction that they would want to go, or is there some battling even inside this country?
Oh, certainly there's battling inside this country. Details matter, and the specific provisions matter, and there is definitely a battle over what the details are going to be.
Wow. Well, this will be interesting to see how it plays out. Again, the negotiations will begin anew next week. Brian Pomper, thank you for joining us on POTUS.
Many thanks. Have a great day.
It's not the sexiest issue, but it is an important one because this is an agreement that is being renegotiated, the NAFTA agreement, North America Free Trade Agreement, United States, Mexico, and Canada. And Brian is the executive director of Action for Trade there, concerned about intellectual property, discussing it on the show today. The Twitter handle is @ Action for Trade.